Friends, as one becomes accustomed to giving talks, to giving lectures on various occasions, not only perhaps on Buddhism but on other subjects as well, one starts learning various things. One starts noticing various things about the lectures themselves, about the people who listen to the lectures, about their reactions, interest, and so on. And one of the things that one learns, one of the things that one notices very soon, is that there seem to be certain words that have a rather special drawing power, that really attract people, that really rouse their interest and their curiosity. For instance, there is the word secret. Some years ago, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine who was a publisher's reader and who had not only to read through manuscripts prior to publication or rejection as the case may be, but also to advise the author, advise on, among other things, the title. And this friend told me that if he thought that a book wasn't likely to sell very well, and he was in the Oriental publishing line, then he advised the author to include the word secret in the title, because he said that always helped. As soon as people saw the word secret, secret this or secret that in the title, they were much more inclined to write. It seems as though people rather like the idea of penetrating into secrets, of finding out things that they're not really supposed to know. Then another word that rather seems to draw people is the word sex. If you include that, it's sure also to be a draw. For some reason or other, this word seems to arouse people's curiosity. Maybe they think that perhaps they're missing something. And there was another word that really draws people, that really gets them interested, is the word tantra, or the word tantric. To say nothing, of course, of the word symbolism. And nowadays we can even say that the word tantra and tantric is more popular than the word zen, which I feel is rather losing its popularity. Why, I don't know. But one of the most effective words that one can possibly encounter, one of the most effective words that one can possibly use, it would seem, nowadays, is the word magic. And this seems to have a very wise and very definite appeal indeed, especially when it's joined with one or another of the other words which I've mentioned. I remember this whole question of words of this kind, words with drawing power, words to be included in titles of lectures, was discussed among a group of us quite a few years ago down at our old centre at Sakura in Monmouth Street. And in the course of this discussion, I remember one of our friends suggested that I should give a lecture with what he described as a really effective title, something that would really appeal to everybody, something that would draw everybody in, make them feel really interesting. And the title of the lecture, he said, should include all the most spellbinding words. So we asked him what sort of title he had in mind. And he thought for a moment, and then he replied. He said, "I think you should give a lecture on the secret symbolism of tantric Zen sex magic yoga." He said, "That will really draw them." So I must confess that so far I've not got around to giving a lecture on this fascinating subject. And I'm not even going to say anything about it tonight. I'm not